Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking with Jake Hoot, the pride of Cookeville, Tennessee.
Cook Hoot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a hero he's going to be. 17. I can't believe the voice has been on for 17 seasons.
And I think Blake has been there for every step of the way.
Oh, my gosh. That show made him as big a star.
Oh, yeah.
As the stars that they've made on the show. We're talking about
absolutely.
Blake Shelton. Jake Hoot is with us, and you got to work with Kelly Clarkson, who is a star maker in her own right. What was that like, man?
Working with Kelly was, honestly, it was a great experience. I couldn't have asked for anything better, anyone better to work with. It just, you know, we worked so well together. We, you know, fed off each other. She's big, huge, you know, cheerleader, and so she encouraged me every step of the way and kind of gave me that confidence that I needed on stage, and so, you know, definitely very grateful that I got to work with her.
What happens now? I mean, obviously, do you automatically get a record deal now? Do you go into a studio, or do you even know what happens next?
I heard that we get a record deal.
I've heard that, too.
You know, I think the next step is, you know, after talking to Kelly and talking to some other people that are involved, you know, we all just agree that we're going to just kind of take it easy for the holidays and then kind of regroup early January and go from there. But, you know, as far as I know, I think we do get a record deal. But honestly, the next step for me is just to go home and spend some time with family right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've already said you resemble Luke Combs in so many different facets. Do you think maybe a collaboration with him could be in the works, too?
Oh, wow. That would be a dream. I mean, I love Luke Combs. I love his music. I met him before Hurricane had come out in Nashville, and he is just one of the most humble, down-to-earth guys. And so, yeah, I mean, if he would ever collab with me, I'd be more than happy to sing on anything with him.
Put that on Santa's Christmas list, right?
Absolutely. Come on, Santa.
When I'll tell you what, talking about Luke Combs, when I first saw you, I thought a young Garth Brooks. It's so much, so much, and your choice of songs. When did you get an inkling that maybe you were going to pull this thing off, or did you always feel like this was your time?
I still don't know how I pulled it off.
I get that.
Every step of the way, I just told myself, you know, like I told my girlfriend every week, all right, I'll be home next week, you know, and then I told the hairdressers and makeup artists there, I was just like, all right, you know, thank y'all for everything, you know, hopefully I'll see you next week, but, you know, whatever happens. And then, you know, standing up there with Ricky right before they called my name, you know, I had even leaned over and I said, you got this, man, you know, because I fully believe that, you know, anybody else but me was going to win this thing. And so to be here now, I'm still trying to figure out what's going on and figure out how that all happened.
Did you have a lucky charm? Are you superstitious? Was there something that you always had with you on stage to bring you luck as you were, you know, through this whole show?
Well, I wear, I don't know if it's necessarily a lucky charm, but I wear a bracelet in honor of my cousin that was killed in Afghanistan, and I wear some dog tag things that's got his name and picture on it. I do kind of have a lucky charm because I wore the same undershirt for every single performance. I know that sounds gross.
You the man! You the man, Jake! Yeah. I love it!
Yeah. So, that undershirt, I've got it, you know, and that sucker rocked me through the entire show from the blinds all the way to the finale.
Beautiful.
All right, I'm going to ask the question then. Did you wash it in between, or you just kept it the same way?
they take care of everything. The Voice wardrobe is incredible, and they would take all of our clothes. And I'm not going to be, you know, not going to be too gross, but I sweat a lot. And so, like, I felt so bad handing them my clothes after shows. But, yeah, they took care of us, and it was washed. You know, it didn't smell or anything. But
you're lying.
It'll be able to last from the blind back in June all the way till, you know, December is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jake, for taking some time to talk to us today. Hopefully you get to nap at some point and come down from this high.
Absolutely. I'm just enjoying it. I really do appreciate y'all having me on.
I can't wait till they induct your T-shirt into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Right here.
Merry Christmas to you and the family. Enjoy your time.
Thank y'all so much. You too.
You got
Thanks,
it, brother.
Bye.
What a good guy. Jake Hooch from our Y108 studios, powered by Bowser Chevrolet in Beaver Falls and now in Monroeville.
From everyone at St. Jude Children's Research
Hospital. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.